Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi, it's Michael. I'm actually sat here in the Holiday Inn in Preston at the Iron Abbey Forum, which I know you've heard about, and I'm with Lindsay Armstrong, the Regional Coordinator for Campaigns for the Iron Abbey. So hi, Lindsay.
Hello. Hi, nice to be here.
It's good to speak to you, because I know you post sometimes on VI Talk quite a bit as well.
Yeah, that's great, actually. Really good forum.
And what we want to just talk about is some of the things that are going on with Iron Abbey and beyond, really, in the Northwest and maybe a bit nationally as well, because obviously with people all over the country. So do you want to tell us about some areas, some things what you're doing, and maybe some successes first, and then see where people can maybe get involved?
Brilliant. No, that's great. Things that are kind of up and coming, there'll be a lot of work happening around kind of shared space, not shared space, but built environment more generally. So things like A-board, shared space schemes, obstacles on pavements, parking on pavements. In the summer, we'll be launching a built environment charter, which will actually have asks of local authorities, so things that we'd actually want councils to do when they're planning their public spaces. We'd like you to not have earbuds on the street, not to have bins just left strewn all over the pavement. So there'll be quite a bit of work over the next few months around the built environment particularly. So again, talk to your councils, talk to your local kind of politicians. Really happy to support anybody who's got any concerns about street clutter, street furniture, cyclists and shared cycleways, things like that. So there'll be a lot of work coming up over the next few months, particularly around the built environment. Other things that are happening, obviously buses. We're always doing something around buses. So literally last weekend we held an event in Bolton with First Bus, where we worked with some of their drivers, some of the trainers and other staff. And we had quite a really good group of blind and partially sighted campaigners who talked about the challenges that bus travel can bring for blind and partially sighted people. So being able to hail a bus and getting off at the right stop, those kinds of things. And we actually got them sat in the driver's cab with the assault screen down, the engine running, so they could get a sense that when you're behind the wheel, you're actually quite cut off and it is quite loud. So it's not always that drivers are really rude and unhelpful, though some of them might be. It's just they can't often hear what people are saying to them. So it's a part of the swap was to kind of get our campaigners to understand from their perspective, but equally get some of the drivers, to understand. For blind and partially sighted people, catching a bus can be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, because that's one of the things. I mean, I use buses all the time.
It's huge.
And some bus drivers, you ask them a question and they don't talk. But sometimes, if it's noisy, they are talking, but you don't hear them, or they think they're talking loud enough. And again, seeing things from both sides, I suppose,
That's exactly it. And it is, working with companies, whether it's bus operators, whether it's the health service, whether it's banks, it's really about how we make them understand the needs that we have as blind and partially sighted people, but equally that we understand a bit more from their perspective as well, and actually that helps us then build an argument and actually be more successful in our campaigns if we understand who we're lobbying against, if that makes sense.
And I know there's been some real great successes as well over the last 12 months, hasn't there, with some of the campaigns?
So many stuff going on. I mean, going back to kind of the built environment work, we managed to stop a council Merseyside bringing in a licensing policy on earboards because partly it's unlawful and partly it's not good, because you can't walk down the street safely with street furniture blocking your path. So managed to get that overturned. In other areas, we've stopped a shared space scheme in East Lancs, again because we had to point out that if you're trying to make eye contact to cross a road, it's impossible really, and once you remove the curbs and the crossings, that space can potentially become quite unsafe. So lots of work's happening, and we don't always get success, but we do try, and it's about just keep on talking to decision makers, talking to MPs locally, talking to councillors, and just keep banging the drum about what we need and what we, would like, that want to work with people to kind of change services for the better, really.
So what would the best way for people to get involved and, get more information and do something, even if it's only a small little bit, or if they want to do a lot of work because they've got the time,
what can
people do and how can they
get involved? Campaigns, we've got lots of different volunteer roles depending on people's level of commitment. So if we just want to be kept up to date on what we're doing within campaigns, you can sign up to our campaign supporters network. So, and you'll then get our campaign update magazine. The easiest way of doing that is to just visit the website, which is rnib.org.uk/campaign, or ring the campaign's hotline on 020 7391 2123. You better onto that list. If you've got a bit more time to commit, we have a role called a key campaigner, which we ask people to do 3 actions a year minimum. So that might be writing to your MP or responding to a consultation. That shouldn't take more than half a day, so we're not asking for a huge time commitment, but the more help we've got with things, the better. If you really want to get involved and are happy to, you know, do the marching and the shouting and get really, really active, I am actually looking for 2 campaign coordinators in the northwest, particularly in Cumbria. I don't have anybody in Cumbria at the moment, and also in East Cheshire, so Macclesfield, Crewe, that kind of area. And that particular role is to act as a link between Brian and Porter Society people and RNIB, and to really canvas the views of people in your area, work on local issues, and help us roll out some of our national campaigns. So things like bus travel or built environment work or access to health. So if you want to find out a bit more about that role particularly, you can certainly contact me on 0151 702 5726. And more than happy to explain a bit more, or ring the campaign's hotline on the details that I gave earlier, and they can put you through to me. But yeah, so East Cheshire and Cumbria particularly, I'm really, really, really looking for more volunteers.
And there may be obviously other areas around the country. You cover the North West, but obviously it's split into various areas.
We're part of a team of 9, so there's 9 of us across England. And obviously now, particularly given the political climate, is who knows what's going to happen. It's absolutely great time to be involved with campaigns. We know there's going to be challenges ahead, in terms of welfare reform and potential cuts in services. Health, transport are always challenges. So it's actually really, really exciting time to get involved in some of this work.
Well, thanks very much, Lindsay.
And you, thank you very much.
I know you do put on VI Talk here, and hopefully we'll get more updates and speak to you more often.
Yeah, that'd be absolutely brilliant.
A lot of these campaigns are in conjunction with other organisations as well. So whichever organisation you're involved in, you'll get in touch with them.
Absolutely,
and get involved in the
anybody,
campaigns.
Local societies, guide dogs, we work with lots of different organisations. So, but for me, the most powerful thing, I think, is getting blind and Potter's out, people actually in front of decision makers.
Yeah.
And you need to hear your voice.
And do you want to just give us that number again for the main
campaign's hotline? Is 020 7391 2123, or the website is rnib.org.uk/campaign.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.